You're listening to 91.7 KXT. I'm Joe Cazera. Our guest live in the studio today is an Austin fixture. Stephen King called him the truest, fiercest songwriter of his generation. Ironically enough, he's the son of another acclaimed author, Larry McMurtry, who wrote Lonesome Dove. He even played a part in the movie adaptation of that very novel. He's been called the poet laureate of Heartland Rock. He's also been called rural America's best songwriter and social critic, but it's not often you'll find someone who can both whip you with words and kill on the guitar as well. So pay attention today while you're busy getting all the words. His guitar playing is going to sneak up on you. So we're proud to welcome James McMurtry to KXT.
How you doing?
Very good. Thanks for coming up and being with us today.
Good to be here.
Love to hear a song. What are we going to hear first?
We'll do a Choctaw Bingo by your request, sir. Trap them kids and give them a little bit of vodka and a sherry coke. We're going to Oklahoma to the family reunion for the first time in years. It's up at Uncle Slayton's, cause he's getting on in years, you know. He no longer travels, but he's still pretty spry. He's not much on talking, he's just too mean to die. And they'll be coming down from Kansas and from West Arkansas. It'll be one great big old party like you never saw. Uncle Slayton's got his Texan pride, back in the thickets with his Asian bride. He's got an Airstream trailer and a Holstein cow. Still makes whiskey cause he still knows how. He plays that Choctaw Bingo every Friday night, you know. He had to leave Texas, but he won't say why. He owns a quarter section up by Lake Eufaula, caught a great big old blue cat on a drifting jug line. Sells his hardwood timber to the shipping mill. Cooks that crystal meth because the shine don't sell. He cooks that crystal meth because the shine don't sell. You know, he likes that money, he don't mind the smell. My cousin Roscoe Slayton's oldest boy from his second marriage up in Illinois, raised in East St. Louis by his mama's people where they do things different. Thought he'd just come on down. He's going to Dallas, Texas in a semi-truck called from that big McDonald's, you know, the one that's built up on that great big old bridge across the Will Rogers Turnpike. Took the big cabin exit, stopped and bought a carton of cigarettes at that Indian smoke shop with the big neon smoke rings in the Cherokee Nation. Hit Muskogee late that night, somebody ran a stoplight at the Shawnee Bypass. Roscoe tried to miss him, but he didn't quite. Bob and May come up from some little town way down by Lake Texoma where he coaches football. They were 2A champions now for 2 years of running, but he says they won't be this year. No, they won't be this year. And he stopped off in Tushka at that pop knife and gun place, bought a SKS rifle and a couple full cases of that steel core ammo with the Burden primers from some East Block nation that no longer needs them. And a Desert Eagle, that's one great big old pistol. I mean, 50 caliber made by badass Hebrews. And some surplus tracers for that old BAR of Slayton's. Soon as it gets dark, we're gonna have us a time. We're gonna have us a time. pass the time. Ruthven and Lynn come down from Baxter Springs, and that's one hell-raising town way up in southeastern Kansas. Got a biker bar next to the lingerie store that's got the Rolling Stones lips up there in bright pink neon, and they're right downtown where everyone can see them, and they burn all night, you know, they burn all night, you know, they burn all night. Ruth Ann and Lynn, they wear them cut-off breeches and them skinny little halters, and they're second cousins to me. Man, I don't care, I wanna get between them with a great big old heart on, like a old Bodark fence post. You could hang a pipe rail gate from, do some sister twisters till the cows come home, and we'll be having us a time. Having us a time. Uncle Slayton's got his Texan pride back in the thickets with his Asian bride. He's cut that corner of pasture into acre lots. He sells them owner financed strictly to them. It's got no kind of credit, 'cause he knows they're slackers and they'll miss that payment. Then he takes it back. He plays at Choctaw Bingo every Friday night, you know. He drinks his Johnny Walker at that Club 69. We're gonna strap them kids in, give them a little bit of Benadryl and a Cherry Coke. We're going to Oklahoma, gonna have us a time. Have us a time.
Oh, man, that was cool. That was great. Thank you very much for
thank
that.
You.
James McMurtry in studio here. I did, in fact, request that off mic, so thanks for playing that.
Well, you're welcome.
I read that you struggled with the guitar for a long time, as most have to get good at it, of course, but are you a better guitarist or a better songwriter?
You can be the judge of that.
That's a hard question to answer, for sure. John Mellencamp had a hand in your career. Will you tell us how?
No.
No.
If you hadn't read it already, the statute of limitations on that is already up. So
I got you. How about another song
when
you get to?
Send this out to all you equestrian types. Ruby said you're getting us in a world of hurt. Down below the Mason dumbass line, the food gets worse. I can't go back to Tennessee. That NASCAR country's not for me. Go on if you think you must. Carlos packed his drums up in the dark of night. Ruby's standing just outside the front porch light. Shane's smoking Camel Straights. The sky off to the east got gray. and he rolled off in a cloud of dust. And the gray coat nickered at the gate. She said, "You're right, it's getting late. You and me got work to do. Can't be burning daylight too." She took down a long lead rope and stayed off of that slippery slope. The aspen trees were turning gold up top. The talk was buzzing round the beauty shop. But wasn't he barely half her age? Oh, that's just how they do nowadays. We should all have been so lucky. And by spring she'd had the run of the freeborn men. And Ruby turned 50 in a sheep camp tent. And her body still could rock all night, but her heart was closed and locked up tight. Potato fields all muddy and brown, the gossip long since quieted down. And after one more Coggins test, pouring coffee for the county vet, pictures on the icebox door of Carlos in the first Gulf War, black-eyed, brown, and youthful face, smiling back from a Saudi base. And then Carlos on the big bay mare, heavier now and longer-haired, looking past the saddle shed from way on back inside his head. And the old vet said one day, "Rube, that colt will break an egg in you. Now and then one comes along you just can't ride." And he went on home, and the storm door didn't catch. It blew back hard as she struck a match, but she cupped it just in time. Then she sent the ashtray flying. And holding back the flood just don't do no good. You can't unclench your teeth to howl the way you should. So you curl your lips around the taste of tears and a hollow sound that no one owns but you. No one owns but you. Carlos took the road gig and he saw it through. He rode the tour bus while the singer flew. Managed out of Music Row, Carlos never saw the studio. Session guys had that all sewn up. He looks out the window and it starts to sleet. Laying on a friend's couch on Nevada Street. And lately he's been staying high, sick all winter, and they don't know why. They don't know why, or they just won't say. They don't talk much down at the VA. And Ruby's in his thoughts sometimes, what thoughts can get out past the wine. He feels her fingers on his brow, and right then he misses how she looked in that gray morning light. She never shaved like they all do now. He sees it all behind his eyes, and his hands go searching, but they come up dry. And halfway in that waking dream, Carlos lets the landline ring. He'd never have guessed it was Ruby calling, a pin in her hip from the gray colt falling. Figure eights in a lazy lope, stumbled on that slippery slope. And holding back the flood just don't do no good. You can't unclench your teeth to to howl the way you should. So you curl your lips around the taste of tears and a hollow sound that no one owns but you. No one owns but you.
James McMurtry, our guest, live in studio here at 91.7 KXT, Ruby and Carlos. Beautiful song. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you.
Who most influenced you musically?
Probably Kris Kristofferson and Crazy Horse.
Your last CD was it was live in Europe, and it documented your first European tour. How were you received over there?
Pretty well. It's interesting over there. Particularly in Germany, everybody speaks English, but they're all about three words behind you. Huh. So they're concentrating real hard, and you think you're not getting anything back from them until the end of the song. And then conversely, in East Germany, nobody speaks English, but they're crazy for any kind of rock and roll.
Wow.
Because they all learned Russian in grade school, so it's different.
I read that you said you learned to play to an audience rather than at them. What's the difference?
Playing at them just means it's hitting all the notes and, you know, singing the right lines. Playing to them, you actually have to connect with them. Then you can get some of their energy into your act.
So did
works
you
better.
Did you have to work harder at it than in
a
Germany?
A lot harder, yeah. Right. Yeah, and then in East Germany and Switzerland and the UK, it was a little bit easier. People were a little rowdier there.
Are you going to go back?
Probably. I was actually there twice in 2009, and the first time we had Ian McLagan playing keyboards with us, so that sold out everything.
Oh.
Second time we did pretty good. Not quite that well.
So who do you listen to now?
Well, let's see. There's a kid from Oklahoma named John Fulbright. I've been listening to him a little bit. And of course, C.C. Adcock. My favorite record in years was C.C. Adcock's Lafayette Marquis, which is probably a few years old by now, but I still wear that record out.
Huh. Can we get one more song out of you today?
Sure. Oh, yeah, Danny Barnes' Pizza Box. I highly recommend that one, too.
Beer cans to the ceiling, ashtray on the floor, laundry on the sofa, need I say more? I walked out with my hair wet, I caught one awful cold. Should have been more careful, should have done like I was told. I can't believe it, how could it be? Just like you said could happen. So it did to me. And just when I might have seen the light of day, I crossed my eyes till they stayed that way. I keep my distance as best I can, living out my time here in Never Never Land. And I can't grow up, 'cause I'm too old now. I guess I really did it this time, Mom. The boogeyman came calling, I said I wasn't home. He didn't believe me, he wasn't alone. He had my number, he got my goat. He bought my ticket and paid off my note. And he left in a hurry, said he couldn't stay. I guess he had his reasons, I'm not the one to say. I keep my distance as best I can, living out my time here in Never Never Land. And I can't grow up, cause I'm too old now. I guess I really did it this time, Mom. Let's go chase tornadoes, just me and you. You don't often catch them, but man, when you do, just take my catch rope, crawl out on the wing. We won't come down till we own that thing. And then we'll sit out on the front porch, quiet as a mouse, one last time for the close on the house. And keep our distance as best we can, having us a time here in Never Never Land. And we can't grow up, we're much too old now. I guess we really did it this time, Mom. I guess we really did it this time, Mom. I guess we really did it.
Just heard James McMurtry live here in the studio with Peter Pan. Great song. Thanks so much. Thank you for coming in today.
You bet.
Once again, James McMurtry, our guest here on the KXT Live Sessions. Check out his website for appearances at jamesmcmurtry.com. Also, check out our website, kxt.org. See videos, listen to interviews of other guests on the Live Sessions page at kxt.org. I'm Joe Cazera. This is 91.7 KXT.